So you've been thinking of leaving the narcissist in your life. You've realized that you're in a toxic relationship and that you've been dealing with a malignant narcissist or someone who might be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, if they'd ever give anyone the chance to diagnose them, that is. But you feel stuck, you feel scared, and you don't really even know where to begin. That makes total sense if you think about it. I mean, after all, you've been dealing with gaslighting, projection, deflection, and other typical forms of manipulation narcissists use. You might have spent a lot of time doubting yourself, which of course, was the narcissist's goal all along. I mean, it's how they control you. If they keep you confused, they leave you feeling lost and doubting your own perception of the world and your experiences, not to mention yourself. Now you're not sure whether you're right and they're toxic or whether they're right and you're crazy. In either case, you have finally had enough and you're ready to leave. If all of this sounds like you, grab a cup of coffee, have a seat, and let's talk. You've got a lot to consider. And since I know how big of a deal it can be to end a relationship with someone like this and how life-changing, not to mention dangerous it can be, I'm not just gonna give you my opinion. I'm sharing the opinions of two other experts as well, including Dr. Robin Bryman, my new partner over at queenbeing.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Robin Bryman.
And Lise Colucci, a certified life coach and trauma counselor, and one of our experts on narcissistic abuse recovery at Queen Being. So what can you do to prepare yourself to leave a toxic relationship with a narcissist? First up, you might be asking yourself, well, how do I even know I'm ready to leave yet? Well, it all starts with looking at your situation and getting very honest with yourself. You have to know what you're dealing with and be aware of your reasons for leaving. You also need to be sure that you understand your own feelings.
Don't wait to catch the narcissist doing the thing you suspect them of doing. Look at the big picture of how the relationship actually is for you and how the person abuses you and all of the things that the person is doing, instead of waiting to catch them in the final lie, a lot of times, or the final act of abuse. A lot of times people are waiting for like the straw that broke the camel's back. And what often happens then is that they will have the thing happen, say they catch someone cheating, and then there's a whole drama that comes after it and a whole lot of discard and Hoover that goes back and forth after it. You have to make the resolve that what is in your life right now is toxic and not good for you, and you don't need the proof or the evidence beyond what you're already experiencing. Does that make sense?
You're gonna wanna do some research on narcissists and on yourself.
First thing that I would do is recognize that you're in an abusive relationship. You probably feel confused and sad and lonely and crazy in a lot of ways. What I would do is do as much research as you can on learning about what a narcissist is and their patterns of abuse, their need for supply, and their gaslighting tactics and how it impacts on you. I would research and educate myself, like I said, as much as you possibly can. That's going to be a tool you're going to use to get out.
Make a plan and focus on your future and moving toward where you want to go with your life. It's really hard because you're stuck at this point, most likely, trying to let go of or hurting or ruminating in your mind about what you would hope for in the relationship that you're in.
Figure out how and why you got into this relationship in the first place. I would look up research about codependency and about reacting to the narcissist and being emotionally immature, and how you have trouble setting boundaries and how you have trouble people pleasing. I think it's important to look at yourself and look at the narcissist. There's a lot of people out there that say, don't research so much because it's gonna re-traumatize you over and over. I find that people come to me, especially the people that go back with the narcissist or really can't leave, they understand it about 70%, but not 100%. And so they get caught up in giving them negative supply or other things that the narcissist does that is so savvy and street smart. And here you are saying, you know, you're thinking to yourself, why don't they act like me? Why don't they think like me? They don't think like you. And that's the one thing you do learn when you're researching what the narcissist is like.
Okay, but what about the practical things we need to consider? The logistics, the dynamics of the relationship, and a lot of other issues have to be thought about here. So when it comes to leaving a narcissist, it's not quite as easy as just picking up and going. So here are some of the most important things to consider before you leave a narcissist in an abusive relationship.
So research about the narcissist, understand how you and your patterns of reacting impacted your relationship with them?
Know that it's totally normal to feel terrible. It's totally normal to feel guilty. It's totally normal to have all kinds of emotions after leaving a toxic relationship.
I would organize myself in my life. When you go through narcissistic abuse, very often your life is completely disorganized. Your finances are disorganized. Your health is not good. There's so many other things, but you just haven't been taking care of yourself. And then I would start planning.
Know where you stand financially. Financial abuse is real when it comes to narcissists, and the very last thing you want to do is leave your abusive relationship and find out the hard way that you're not financially fit to do so. That is a critical step you're going to take when you're married to someone like this or in any relationship with him, and there are some really specific things you need to be aware of.
I would get some cash together. If you don't have cash, and I know people are going through such a hard time right now with COVID happening and people lost jobs, and it's very difficult, and I'm seeing that.
So know what you have in the bank as a couple and know about the debt you carry as a couple. Make sure you take screenshots of the account so that you know what is available there before you go. You also want to make sure that you grab essential documents. The very last thing you want to do is leave stuff that you really need behind, including essential documents, because you're going to need them. So start putting them together in one folder. Your personal IDs, your driver's license, passport, birth certificate, things for your children, marriage license, passports, investment numbers, documents, social security numbers, etc. Make sure you have your bank and your mortgage information or lease information. Take photos if you're afraid the abuser will destroy them. Keep them on your phone. Go to queenbeing.com/plan. I have a whole list there for you of everything you need to get together, and it's totally free, so make sure you pick that up. This is not always a popular topic, but we need to be considering how we're going to make it after we leave. So you need to start saving money if necessary and get a job if you need to. We want to make sure you get your fair share of the money that you're due from the marriage, but you also want to make sure you begin saving money on your own because that can take a while. So if you need to get a job, even if it's just a side hustle, just go ahead and do that. It's also going to help you feel more secure about leaving your abuser, and it will get you outside or at least away from them enough to work. See, the thing is, a lot of us end up staying in toxic relationships because of money. But if you can support yourself and your kids, if you have them, even if you are just getting by, that's so much better than staying in a toxic, abusive relationship. And these days, there's so many work from home jobs that you can do without even telling the narcissist, if you play it right. Just be careful with your earnings and keep them in a separate account from the narcissist. You can even look into services like PayPal or other online banks such as Chime, not sponsored, to create a private account without the narcissist's knowledge. You might also want to consider checking your credit through a free credit service such as Credit Sesame, which also offers you tips on how to improve your credit score. Another thing you're going to want to think about is making changes to passwords, because if you're afraid your abuser is monitoring your social media activity, your emails, anything else, your phone, change your passwords so they don't have any access to it. Change all of them, whether it's social media, online banking, or any other platform. Keep these passwords in a safe place that the narcissist cannot access. Tell your friends and your trusted family members the truth. I know it's hard, but when you're about to leave your abuser, you must tell people you trust to help get support as you go through it. Maybe they'll offer you a place to stay temporarily till you can get on your feet, or maybe they'll have a little money they can loan or give you to get through. You'll also feel so much more safe and secure when you leave if you have people on your side. And you're gonna need them to help you stay on plan, because it's really hard to leave someone like this. But my friend, it's very courageous to do so.
I would find a support group. I would find a therapist that understands this. There are life coaches that understand this. Somebody that has gone through it really understands this. There are therapists that have not gone through it that, you know, have trouble with this, and they don't understand the pattern of abuse.
Seek the help that you need. I know a lot of clients that I've talked to, a lot of people in my group coaching, they come for the validation. They come to hear that what they experienced was real, that other people have experienced similar, and then they find some resolve in that validation. So if you need that kind of validation when you're leaving a narcissist, know that there's help available. There are groups out there. We have group coaching. There's all kinds of ways to get the validation that you're seeking. And we're not going to sit there and tell you something is toxic if it doesn't sound toxic, all right? We're not just there to validate you because. What happens is just hearing other people's stories helps you relate. Does that make sense?
So if you don't know where to begin when it comes to preparing yourself to leave the abusive relationship, contact a family lawyer, a therapist, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, or any other expert who can safely advise you. Many attorneys offer free initial consultations, and they'll advise you on collecting the financial data and everything you need. And contact shelters or a therapist who can give you some leads to shelters if you're not sure where to look. Social workers can help too. Be sure to check out the domestic violence resources pages at queenbeing.com. Finally, avoid the Hoover. You need to understand the nature of narcissistic abuse. There's a cycle involved.
The pattern of abuse is very predictable.
In most cases, it begins with love bombing, where the narcissist makes you feel amazing, like you're on top of the world. Once they've recognized that, okay, this is a human, they're flawed and not perfect as I thought during the idealization phase, the love bombing phase, they start to devalue you, don't they? Subtly at first. And sometimes ramping up in intensity as time goes on, most of the time. You're going to be treated like you don't matter. And in fact, this is usually around the time the abuse actually kicks in the relationship. Now, the devalue phase is where things start getting really difficult. A lot of times, this is where you're going to start to develop jealousy and anxiety and depression, among other CPTSD symptoms. After this part, you're going to reach the discard phase, where the narcissist is going to break up with you or give you the silent treatment or discard you in some other way, some version of this. This can repeat for months, years, or decades. Really, however long you maintain the relationship. The narcissist may or may not actually end the relationship, but even if they do, they're going to come back. They're going to try to suck you back in, aka the Hoover, so they can get even more narcissistic supply from you in most cases.
And so when you get Hoovered back in, you know, if you're healed, not to go there. So once you feel grounded, once you understand the narcissist, once you stop reacting to them, and once you can get a hold of yourself and ground yourself and plan and figure out how to leave and really be ready to leave. There are so many people that leave that are not ready yet.
And it's a grief process to let go of that, but letting go of that to focus on your future can help you get away and leave a narcissist.
You will know when you're ready. You will know that if you go back to them, the pattern of abuse gets faster and faster and more insidious. When you're ready to leave, you leave. And hopefully you can go no contact. If you have kids, that's a different story.
Whatever you do, avoid falling back into that toxic relationship if you can. And if you do happen to give into a Hoovering narcissist, don't beat yourself up. It happens to the best of us. Just keep trying. You might have to try a few times to make it stick, and that's okay. But no matter what you do, don't give up. Remember that leaving an abuser is a scary thing to do, but if you use these tips and get the support you need, you can do it. You deserve to be safe and happy and healthy. Take care of yourself. Know that you're not alone, and know that you will get through this and your life will be better for it. Don't forget. I just want to remind you, you can go to queenbeing.com/plan, P-L-A-N, to download the checklist I mentioned and a lot of other good resources that will help you prepare to leave a narcissist. You can also go to drrobinbryman.com or queenbeing.com/lease to connect with the other experts in this video.
Please feel free to contact me on my social media at Dr. Robin Bryman.
And now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, are you in the process of preparing to leave a narcissist, or have you just done so? And what are you struggling with? If you are, or if you have left a narcissist, let us know in the comments below what your best tips are so that we can share them with our fellow survivors and maybe make someone's life a little easier today. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.